This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, January 3rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Hanley. Here's today's headlines. Johnson faces tight margin in speaker vote. U.S. beef could be hit as a result of China import probe and a broccoli recall. Johnson upbeat on speakership as GOP Congress begins. The 119th Congress kicks off today at noon with the swearing-in of new members and the election of a House Speaker. After meeting with conservative holdouts yesterday, Speaker Mike Johnson was expressing confidence that he's going to get reelected relatively easy. Johnson told Fox Business host Larry Kudlow that he thought the voting would just take one ballot. By the way, Kudlow has been publicly pushing for Republicans to use their first reconciliation bill to extend the Trump tax cuts. Johnson told Kudlow Republicans have several priority issues, including taxes and border security, to address, quote, all in one big shot. But Johnson cautioned some of those negotiations by design take a long time because you've got to get it right. USDA. U.S. beef exports could face tariff hikes from China import probe. China's investigating whether beef imports are harming its domestic cattle industry. If Beijing finds they are, the USDA says U.S. beef imports could face higher tariffs. Beijing launched a safeguard investigation last week into whether imports are harming domestic industry after wholesale beef prices tumbled in 2024. China's cattle industry says rising imports from large suppliers of low-cost beef like Brazil are to blame. Any effort to protect the domestic industry, USDA says, would likely apply to all Chinese imports, including the roughly $1.5 billion from the U.S., even though the premium U.S. beef is not a direct competitor with the Chinese product. Keep in mind, South American beef and a lot of other commodity beef that enters China competes more closely with Chinese domestic product than U.S. beef, the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Joe Shuley told AgriPulse. Our closest competitor in China would really be the Australian grain-fed beef. Those are facts that are fairly obvious to us, but whether they have any bearing on the investigation or not, well, it's too soon to tell, Shuley said. Frontrunner in German elections pushes for new EU-US FTA. The frontrunner who to become Germany's next chancellor, Friedrich Merz, wants to revive talks on a transatlantic free trade agreement. The Obama administration launched the negotiations on a trade and investment agreement with the European Union, but President Donald Trump shelved that effort in his first term. Merz is running for chancellor in Germany's snap election in February, which was triggered after incumbent Chancellor Olaf Scholz lost a vote of confidence in Parliament. A new European-American initiative for mutual free trade could prevent a dangerous tariff spiral. Merz, who leads the conservative Christian Democratic Union Party, told Germany's press agency DPA yesterday. Merz also argued the EU should prepare for higher tariffs under a second Trump administration, but shouldn't necessarily retaliate. Our response to this should be not to start imposing tariffs as well, he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Survey. Deployment costs, customer distances, barriers to fiber expansion. Internet providers say deployment costs are the biggest barrier to expanding fiber access. That's according to a new survey conducted by NTCA, the Rural Broadband Association. About 91% of 228 broadband providers surveyed call the cost of deployment, quote, the most significant barrier to widespread fiber deployment, while two-thirds said long distances to customers were a challenge. Just under half cited regulatory uncertainty as a barrier. Take note, only 14.5% of respondents said supply chain delays were a major problem, while a mere 9.3% said the same of low customer demand. And then there's this. NTCA reported progress in getting broadband to remote areas. Despite operating in rural areas where the average density is less than 7 locations per mile, approximately 89% of respondents' customers on average can receive downstream speeds greater than or equal to 100 megabits per second, up from 84% in 2023. Walmart recalls broccoli due to possible listeria contamination. Bags of broccoli sold at hundreds of Walmart stores in 20 states have been recalled over possible listeria contamination. Braga Fresh also has voluntarily advised against consuming specific bags of washed and ready-to-eat market-side broccoli florets. The affected broccoli's best-if-used-by date was December 10th, and so it should no longer be in store. So far, there are no illnesses associated with the product, according to the FDA. Bird flu in dairy cattle is not causing milk shortages, Dykes says. Michael Dykes, president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association, says he's not concerned yet about milk supply shortages despite the ongoing outbreak of avian flu in dairy cattle. Yes, some of the milk production has been down in some of these states when they're going through a heavy infection, he says in an interview for AgriPulse Newsmakers. But I don't think we'll see supply chain problems as a result of that. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's final word. Longtime Senate policy advisor Terry Van Doren is leaving the Hill. Van Doren spent the last decade with outgoing Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell. From my early days as a legislative assistant for my home state, Illinois, Senator Peter Fitzgerald, to my first tenure with Leader McConnell, to serving Secretary of Agriculture and then Senator Mike Johanns, and finally returning to Leader McConnell for a decade-long tour of duty, every chapter has been rewarding, Van Doren said in a farewell note. Working with each of these senators and their talented teams has been an incredible journey of learning and growth. I am deeply grateful to them for investing in me, believing in me, and providing opportunities I could never have dreamed of as a farm kid. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.